So recently in the Bitcoin market, particularly in the US, Coinbase Exchange has been experiencing a lot of problems, as seen with the Reddit users online, some of the threads saying goodbye Coinbase or let's boycott Coinbase. But let's take a step back for a second and think about what is actually going on here. Bitcoin's value dropped. Well, currently, Bitcoin has dropped around 50% in value from its $20,000 high to touching $10,000, nearly touching $10,000 within a few days. Now, exchanges in the US and abroad, including Coinbase, we're going to talk about Coinbase specifically, had immense difficulty taking all these orders from their clients and fulfilling them. And this is where we're going to get into the point where a lot of people are frustrated with Coinbase. But there's something that you should always keep in mind that Coinbase, just like every other cryptocurrency exchange, is unregulated. So if you're looking for government intervention, good luck because you're probably not going to get it. Is Coinbase going to be the next Mt. Gox? Who knows? Only the future can tell. But as of right now, you can see that Litecoin transfers disabled, Ethereum transfers disabled, Bitcoin transfers are disabled. That means if you have Bitcoin in your Coinbase wallet, you can't transfer out those Bitcoin to your physical wallet or other wallets. That's just unbelievable, and I kind of agree right now. From reading some of these comments and experiences people are having on Reddit, that I would side with them. I would actually boycott Coinbase. But let's think about this for a second. There's a lot of exchanges to choose from. You can even go peer-to-peer, localbitcoins.com, and find a reputable person. But from the past of using Coinbase, I have had no problems with them. But imagine Coinbase being a room with a single door. If you've been there a while, you're just chilling in the room, trading cryptos, sending there, receiving here, buying this, selling that. Literally no problems. I even get automatic limit increases on my account on Coinbase as my account balance increases. Now, I don't only use Coinbase. I use five other exchanges, and Coinbase is the only one that I'm able to do this multiple times, in fact. So, but then, you glance over, let's go back to the door. But then you glance over to that small single door, and thousands of people are trying to shove through it all at once. People are screaming, gashing their teeth. Scam, they cry. Coinbase sucks, they shout. It reminds me of when I tried getting in through that door 3 years ago when Bitcoin was just hitting $1,000. Now, it took me forever because of all of the induced traffic at the time, but I got through the door and the price had crashed to 200, and I was no longer interested. I didn't care. Bottom line is that Coinbase worked for me. I've used them for a little over 3 years with literally zero problems, but I do understand the frustration of everybody that is experiencing problems with Coinbase right now. You can't wire money. You're having verification is taking a long time. There's a lot of issues. For anybody who is experiencing issues on Coinbase, please comment in one of our social media channels or go on Reddit /r/Coinbase to learn more about the developments on Coinbase right now. The community on there is very active and alive, and I highly recommend checking it out. So that's a little bit of an update about what's going on with Coinbase and what are people actually thinking. And that is the update as of December 22nd, 8:52 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Adam Shalit from A North Investments, and this has been your daily podcast.